USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic chair of the House Intelligence Committee coming under fire from Republicans as a hearing begins this morning.
Well, Chairman Yield, because you just made some things about all of us that I think we all should get the opportunity.
Democrat Adam Schiff rejecting claims by Republicans that he deliberately fueled a false narrative about Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. But Texas Republican Mike Conaway told him,
"We have no faith in your ability to discharge your duties in a manner consistent with your constitutional responsibility and urge your immediate resignation as chairman of the committee."
In his final report, Special Counsel Robert Mueller said he could not prove any collusion or conspiracy between Trump's campaign and Russia. The Commerce Department says the U.S. economy grew at 2.2% in the fourth quarter of 2018, down from the third quarter's 3.4% growth. Growth for all of last year comes in at 2.9%. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they could help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump saying this morning he might close the southern border again, tweeting that he's angry Mexico is not, as he puts it, doing much to stop the flow of illegal immigrants into our country. This comes after an announcement from Customs and Border Protection that the breaking point has arrived at the border with Mexico. The president also saying in an interview that he can claim victory after the special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation didn't find evidence of collusion between his campaign and Russia, though the president says there were a lot of casualties during the course of the investigation.
People were hurt so badly. Their lives have been ruined, and over something that should have never taken place, an investigation that should have never happened.
He was speaking on Fox's Hannity. Major League Baseball gets underway today with a new season that sees all 30 teams in action, and the Sweet 16 and the Men's March Madness begins today. This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
A sword-wielding suspect is dead and two cops in California wounded after an incident at the Inglewood Church of Scientology. It began yesterday afternoon. Reports of a suspect entering the building with a sword and a gun. When officers arrived, shots were fired. The two officers were struck, one in the hand, another in the arm. Both were taken to hospitals. They're expected to survive. The suspect reportedly shot in the head and later died at a hospital. There's no word on what his motive may have been. The Federal Trade Commission is shutting down four groups that it says were responsible for billions of robocalls. The FTC says the groups pitched a variety of services from auto warranties and debt relief to home security systems, fake charities, and help improving Google search results. The FTC says in a news release that it brought dozens of cases targeting illegal robocalls and that fighting unwanted calls remains one of the FTC's highest priorities. And as we mentioned at the top of the news, it's opening day across Major League Baseball. All 30 clubs are in action, starting with the Yankees and Orioles in the Bronx and the Mets and the Nationals in D.C. The Phillies and new star Bryce Harper open at home against the Braves. And the World Series Red Sox, the champs, close out the night in Seattle. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.